Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've got Rusty in the house with us this morning.
The legend.
I'm. Can I ask why we got a speaker in the corner over here? Why we got?
It looks like it's always there.
That's in the back of my car, 1988, I think.
That's a doorstop.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a doorstop.
There's a couple people that thought they needed to prop this door open and put fans in here, but they're also the people that we keep them at night.
I hear you. So.
Or in afternoons.
That's what I'm talking about. if we behave, we get water.
We get water.
I'm working on that.
Rusty and I were just rehashing some old memories. Because honestly, and this popped up because I'll give State credit. His daughter went to,
yep,
to obviously Tuscaloosa. Mm-hmm. Talking about the bar scene, and she was like, it's nothing like Athens.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a Bama guy, your first reaction is, wait. And then, if I'm going to be honest, it ain't. It's not even close. Yeah. Like, it was probably 25%. So then we started talking about Kenny Chesney and the
Dude,
Keg in the Closet.
I got an all-time at Kenny Chesney. So
at
Kenny
the Jupiter
Chesney,
Bar over there.
Kenny Chesney played in Atlanta maybe 2002-3 Georgia Dome. Last minute tickets. I go with a friend of mine and another buddy of mine, and we stay. I won't say the hotel because they were super nice, but a downtown, super nice hotel in downtown Atlanta. Valet in my truck Sunday night. We go out, have a great time. Get up the next morning, go downstairs, hand the guy my keys. He brings me a truck. And I said, hey, that one's not my truck. He goes. I said, it's a little different color. I said, I'm Georgia red there, dog. And he goes,
those
okay.
What keys do you have, dude?
Well, so he goes, okay, don't no worries. So the guy goes down the street. He comes back and says, hey, what color did you say your truck was? I said, hey, man, it's red. And okay. Oh, we got it. It's at the overflow lot. I sit there another 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, no, dude.
He comes back and he doesn't talk to me.
Oh, no.
So I see the security guard look to the other guard and they go in the office.
Oh.
And I said, damn, I lost my damn truck.
Oh.
They put it in the wrong parking lot. Never think anything else. Yeah, we go watch security cameras at 3 a.m. Dude jumps over the gate of the valet, the half door.
Yeah.
Pulls a set of keys off the valet thing. I watched the 10 minutes of tape. He goes through every single level of the parking deck until that light blinks. And you see truck blink. And man rolls out.
Why your truck? Was there something special about those keys?
He just grabbed my keys off the rack. Mm. You know? So I will say this. I'm not going to say the hotel because they were extremely nice. I go see a lawyer. The guy goes, look, the worst thing can happen to you is they find your truck 10 days later. And I go, okay, you know, whatever. We'll figure this thing out. I'm upset. It's a new truck. Yeah, they found it 11 days later. And I just beat to you know what.
Oh,
the dude literally took my truck and was driving to the airport and stealing luggage off of the carousel back in the day. And I don't know what he did. He Dukes a Hazzard my truck.
Wow.
That thing was beat to you know what.
Sheesh.
So they paid for everything. But, yeah, I got up one morning, and my truck was not there.
You have to get the new, you got a new, whole new truck, right?
I got a whole new deal.
We were talking earlier. You know,
that's my Kenny Chesney story.
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you, last week, you know, we were talking earlier about big games and stuff and how you get up for them. So last week before Georgia-Alabama played, you had a holiday. I know you watched some college football. But that morning, you didn't watch college game day. I'm sure you put on a movie or a TV show.
I didn't watch Tombstone. That was kind of.
What's your go-to? Come on. What's your go-to, Rusty? You got to have a go-to. Rusty Manziel is a man of culture.
At my age, I tell you what I did. I took the trash off that morning.
There you go.
I took the stuff out of the garage, and I watched a little football. And it's a long day to wait on 7:30. Here's the thing. You guys know. Both of y'all know. And Tiffany knows this. All three of y'all know this. At some point post-game, you have to be on. So I have to go YouTube live after the game. Are you talking about 11:30 at night? You got to have bright eyes because Georgia fans want answers, and they weren't in the best mood.
That'll be me tonight. That'll be me tonight. There's no doubt about it.
So, but, you know, that's a game, man. I went back and looked at some of the things. We can talk about, you know, I hadn't had a chance to talk to you guys about it. Here's a couple of things that stood out to me. At 9:32 left in the game, Bama was 96.9% probable to win that game on the ESPN ranking. At 2 minutes and 31 seconds left, Georgia was 77% to win that game. Oh, by the way, the next play, they weren't favored to win that game because they bombed them the next play. But
flip that fast.
Crazy, crazy.
Yeah. It was definitely a classic, man. But what was your biggest takeaway, I guess, moving forward for Georgia after that game?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things, I think, that happened in that game. But I think for the next 2 weeks, I don't want to put so much on this Georgia-Auburn game. They're favored to win this game, shouldn't win this game. I want to see if they take it from the second half and what they show offensively. Defensively, there's some things I really think it kind of concerns you. Tackling's the number one thing, but I think Bama went 7 of 8 of 9 possessions after the 28-0. I think they went 8 of 9 possessions where they stopped Bama. So you kind of built some momentum there, whatever happened. Don't even know what adjustments they've made. But you offensively, Georgia cannot start slow. They have started slow for a while, and I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
All right, I didn't think that everything was Carson Beck's fault. He drops a dime into Arian Smith's breadbasket.
48-yard.
He drops it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They get off the field. Now Bama scores. Now it's 14-0. He audibles at the line. Arian Smith doesn't seem to hear it.
Yeah.
Neither did the other receiver, who I can't recall. So I don't want to blame all. Not all blame is on Arian Smith.
I think it was dealt, but he was supposed to be blocking maybe, if they check it right.
I thought Arian Smith played great in the second half, by the way. But Carson Beck does make some ill-advised throws. Even the safety, don't know what the hell Bobo's doing in that situation.
Yep.
Do you still – I do, but I want to know what the great Rusty Manziel. Do you still believe Carson Beck is the guy? Because I do, and if you do, tell me why you do or don't.
He has all the tools to be that guy. I mean, he's got an NFL arm. You see, Mike was talking off the air. Some of those fourth down throws were contested. I mean, like, there's only one place you can put the ball, and you hit a guy in a face mask on fourth down twice with a Bama defender hanging all over him. So he shows you things like that.
You said he has all the tools.
He has all the tools.
That sounds like you're going to say
here's the thing. You're right there. He's won a lot of games, but his two biggest games he's played has been in Alabama twice. And for whatever reason, he's 0-2 in those games. You want to see Carson Beck take a game over and everybody go, man, that dude right there, we had no answer. Because you can diagnose this game any way you want to. Georgia had no answer for Jalen Milroe. And you leave that game going, man, what is that guy going to look like in the NFL? Who's going to get that guy? Because his skill set is unique. And I'll say this, too, one more thing on Jalen Milroe. Ryan Williams is that dude. He deserves everything. But I don't think Jalen Milroe gets enough credit for how much of stress he puts on people.
Yeah.
He ran one time across the field, and I'm telling you right now, it's the first time in a long time. I texted one of my buddies, the first time in a long time that Georgia looked a step slow. Like, he was the fastest player on the field by far.
I want to ask you one more question about Carson Beck before we move on, because I had a Georgia fan ask me this question this past week, and they said at some point, you know, you got through back-to-back national titles with Saban at Bama in 11 and 12.
Yeah.
But at some point, Bama had to go to Blake Sims, Lane Kiffin, and start doing things different offensively.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do we think Georgia is approaching that point from people that you talk to?
I don't know that Georgia is as opposed to changing anything. It's who you have.
Personnel.
It's his personnel. Yep. Georgia, they brought in Jaden Rashada. Will he win the job? I don't know, but he's more of a dual threat guy.
Right.
Ryan Pugliese, the kid they beat Ohio State for, who's a freshman on campus right now, he has more athletic ability. I don't know that anybody has the arm that Carson Beck, because the people I talk to are like, man, you don't realize how live it is until you see in person how it gets out of his hands. I think you look at the head scratchers, the pick he threw, the check down, which was not his fault. But I think Carson Beck, you know, you look at Tennessee last year, that game, he carved Tennessee up. You know what I mean? He took Tennessee on the road and carved them up. Florida, he played great last year. Can he play great against Texas? Can he take the momentum and be there? I'm not really – I mean, listen, he's a big-time quarterback. He's getting paid a lot of NIL money. I mean, there's no question. He made a decision to come back. Because I'm telling you right now, the way the quarterback draft went, had Carson Beck went, he'd have been a first-rounder.
Yeah, I agree.
They were out of quarterbacks.
I agree.
He would have been a first-rounder.
He would have been like – he would have been in Vegas.
No doubt.
You know what I
mean? He would have been a first – people were like, we got to have quarterbacks. And the way that draft went, I was thinking that day, dang, man, Carson Beck would have been a first-rounder.
I agree.
So you know that he's got to come back and try to make that. They say this is not a great quarterback draft coming up. So he's got a chance to make some money. Got a lot of games front. I'll say this one thing. I texted a buddy yesterday. You realize this is the fifth game of Georgia? They could easily play 16 games. They could easily play 16 games, man.
Russ,
not even a third of the way through.
And I think the key to that is what Lane Kiffin did for you last week by whatever happened there and losing to Kentucky. I think Ole Miss is in trouble this week too.
Yeah.
At South Carolina.
Yeah.
This is a big game for Lane. And I've noticed that, like, listen, everybody loves Lane Kiffin. He is freaking hilarious on Twitter. He is as good as anybody I've ever seen. You got to lay off that stuff for a while, big dog. You got to win one of those big ones. You know what I mean? And this is a big game for them. Huge game.
Yeah.
I feel like before we let you go, Rusty, you probably should give that message to Bo.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. On the Twitters.
Oh.
I tell you what, man. He gets after it, doesn't he? He gets
after it.
You got to want the smoke, man.
I'm like, man, I don't know how every you find
day.
The energy, but you find the energy, buddy.
Every day he wakes up like Braveheart.
He chooses,
face paint,
he
he's ready
violence.
To go. He wants it every
he
day.
He watches Tombstone in the morning,
he wants it
and then he hits the Twitter.
Well, keep your shoes on Twitter for me.
Let me tell you something. I live by Cersei Lannister's words. I choose violence.
Oh, man.
And you know what? The shoes
keep
are now
shoes
old
on
the boot.
Twitter, man.
That was just when I had to
keep
stand
your shoes
in the dress
old.
Shoes.
We can't get dirty now.
Oh,
hey. Good, man.
Rusty, thank you so much for joining us this God. Morning.
Rusty knows about Funyuns.
About your shoes? Oh, okay. Yeah,
man.
All right. Oh, the chips.
Bucks, okay. Thursday
man,
night
we got off
that. We'll get you set.
Go Falcons. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.